This is the Pacific Ecuadorian forest, an area filled with wildlife and unique vegetation. It is slowly being devastated. Bulldozers are used to divert the river as illegal miners try to find gold. Luis Casanova has been doing this for 12 years. He says he rents the equipment and hires members of the community to help out.
We bring a machine and we make a hole, and then we get the material and start building a pool, and then we start extracting. When we get 150 grams of gold or so, then it's worth moving somewhere else.
People like Daisy Riva spend hours next to the river trying to find the scraps left by bigger miners. She shows us how she's able to find some gold particles that allow her to make around $20 a day and feed her four children.
We don't get to work every day. We work 1 week and then that's it. Then we have to find another area.
We're told some of the country's best gold is found here. Lack of government controls makes it easy for illegal activities to spread.
Look what's happening here. This is one of the most biodiverse regions in the world. This is the Tululvi River, and it's slowly being destroyed by illegal miners. At the same time, local families say that this is the only way they have to make a living, but it's having a huge impact on the environment.
All around El Ceibo community, there are abandoned pools allegedly filled with the chemicals used in the process to extract gold. Edison Anapa is the leader of the Chachi indigenous community. He says he's concerned.
The river is contaminated. You cannot bathe, fish or drink water for 11 years. It's contaminated, and we are asking children not to go to the river.
University research shows the water in the province of Esmeraldas has high levels of aluminum and iron. Janet Cortez lives in a nearby community. She says her children are showing signs of skin problems. President Guillermo Lasso wants to increase mining and oil exploration activity in the country to jumpstart a troubled economy and to fight illegal operations. But experts say it will not solve Ecuador's endemic problems.
La justificación que se da es...
They want to tell us that exploiting these resources will solve our problems of misery, underdevelopment, and that we will progress. But history tells us that has never happened, because it's not the first time. Our elites are incapable of thinking an economic model that is not only extracting nature's resources, because that's where our problems lie.
Ecuador's rainforest is among the most threatened in the world. Poverty, unemployment, and the promise of development are causing massive damage. The government, instead of fighting it, is desperate to bring international oil and mining companies and give it away. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Esmeraldas, Ecuador.